One of the people who first brought Labor scandal to light says the party has a long way to go before it's clear it has had learnt from its mistakes. The party's been under fire for how officials and senior politicians have responded to allegations against a former staffer, ranging from bullying to serious sexual assault. The focus is now shifting to the review of the party's handling of the complaints and whether it has a wide enough scope. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
It's been a week from hell for Labor, and if the party had hoped yesterday's resignation would ease the public scrutiny, it's sorely mistaken. The Labor staffer accused of sexual assault quit his job at Parliament yesterday, but at least one complainant says it doesn't end here. She's not one of the seven people who laid formal complaints, but she says she had spoken up about problematic behaviour by the staffer before, one of 12 people to do so. In a statement, she says there is still an urgent need for culture change within the party. These are her words, but not her voice.
There's a long way before we can say that the Labor Party has learnt from any of its mistakes. We need to see reform, not just cover-ups and resignations.
The man accused insists he is innocent and adamantly rejects all reported allegations. In a statement issued by his lawyer, he says he'll comply with the new inquiry, having been cleared by the first one. The woman who issued a statement to RNZ says that makes her feel sick. There are growing questions about that new review, led by Maria Dew QC, and exactly how wide its scope will fall, with media reporting discord within the party's council. Ms Ardern says the terms of reference are still being drafted.
Of course, our focus is on making sure that both the issues that need to be covered are, but also that the complainants are happy with the terms of reference before they're provided more broadly.
At least one of the formal complainants has expressed a desire to meet with Ms Ardern away from anyone else. And the Prime Minister says the offer has been made and her door is open.
My understanding is they know the offer's there. I think there's just probably some consideration as to whether or not they would like to meet with the QC first or myself. But as I say, open, ready and willing whenever it is best from their perspective.
Ms Ardern found some support today from her friend and mentor Helen Clark. The former Prime Minister was at Parliament for a separate event and expressed total support for Ms Ardern.
I know she's been let down. End of story.
She says she can appreciate the position the Prime Minister's in.
I'm a very strong supporter of Jacinda Ardern. I have sat in her seat. I know what it's like when people around you let you down. She will deal with it and she will move on.
But moving on may not be as easy as just that, with pressure from within for a total culture change and a review due to report back in about a month's time. Atu iti whare parimata mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi ko Craig McCulloch ahu.